1534, 115, 182, and 115, 183 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the southeast side of Green Street. The 911 address is 29148 Green Street in Milford. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 230, map 17, parcel 102. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and two mail return. The applicant is seeking a 1.7-foot variance from a 5-foot side yard setback requirement for an existing garage, a 14-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for the existing deck and steps, an 18.1-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for the existing deck, a 7.6-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for the existing non-conforming dwelling.
Good evening, members of the board. I'm Bill Schaub. I'm here representing Ms. Coleman, who can be sworn in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Sure. Judith Coleman, 25 Ingram Drive, Monroe, New Jersey, 08831.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
So I'm in my 52nd year in Sussex County. I've appeared before this board, but not all of you, I'm not sure ever, but hundreds of times. You probably won't see me much anymore because 52 years, I'm not sure how many more I have left in me. But Ms. Coleman.
I'm sure you've got a lot left.
That's what my secretary said. But someday. So this is among our variance hearings, I think, a pretty unique one in that, so Ms. Coleman bought her home in Prime Hook this summer. And whenever my clients, and mostly what I do is represent people buying homes. So I've always, all my years, suggested that people get surveys for these kind of issues exactly. And in this case, Ms. Coleman got a survey, and the survey is the reason for our application. But what's unusual about this, she bought this home from people who had owned it for 60 years. The Ziegler family bought this in 1965. The home was built in 1965 or '66. They lived there until this past summer. Very, very elderly. Their daughter was mostly this, who spoke for them at the hearing. So when the survey came back, I brought it to the county, as I always do, and the county pointed out exactly what Ms. Norwood has pointed out. So we have a house that is fine where it's located. It is too close to Green Street, but it was built before there was zoning that said it had to be further from Green Street. So the house itself is fine. There's a front door on the house. So if you look on the survey, it shows that the building footprint in today's world goes through the house. So obviously, anything on that side of Green Street is too close to the property line under our current variance zoning ordinances. Now, what we do know is the front porch and steps, which are shown on pictures that I, with the application, were built, we think, sometime in 1985, around 1985. There was a permit obtained for it, but never an inspection of it. So those steps and porch have been there. They've been there almost 40 years. Prior to that, there obviously were steps, so you could go into the house. I don't know if there was a porch. I don't have any pictures of the house prior to it looking like it does. So every house, I suspect, and I would suggest, needs an entrance to doors when it's elevated. And so some deck, some porch is needed on the front of that house in order to have access through the front door. So because the house itself is too close to the property line, needless to say, the deck and the porch are too close. We're just trying to clear that up for future reference so that if Ms. Coleman or her heirs ever go to sell the property, this would not be an issue. The building in the right rear is a concrete block garage, is what it was called when a permit was obtained in 1980. Now, the bottom line is that garage, that building should be 5 feet from the sideline. The Zieglers were not able to answer, because at the settlement I asked them, could you just tell me why it's 3.3 feet instead of 5? They just didn't know. They knew they built it 45 years ago, and they built it there. And what they did say, and I think is probably the answer, is that the septic system is in the back part, back left part of the house, because in fact, when Ms. Coleman bought it, that system had to be totally replaced. So that the pictures that I submitted actually show a shed in the back left corner. That's longer there. That had to be removed so the new septic system would go in. So it was just a guess on the Ziegler's part and my part that I guess obviously if someone had thought about it, they could have built a slightly smaller cement building, but they didn't. But we can't answer why it is where it is, but it's been there for about 45 years at this point. The uniqueness of this property is all of those features, but when you look at the aerial views, you can see that this house is actually similarly situated to many in the neighborhood. It's strictly a question of how old the homes were. All the older homes you can see, they're almost on a line, almost the exact same distance from Green Street, and then you can see the newer homes because they're set back the required amount. So the house itself is pretty much in keeping. Well, it's in keeping with all of the older homes in the neighborhood, just obviously not to the newer ones because of the setback requirement. Because this is a situation of existing structures, it's sort of difficult to explain the criteria of cannot otherwise be developed. Within the zoning code, obviously, as I said, the concrete building could have been built when it was built properly. Absolutely no understanding, no answer for why it wasn't. But what's clear is it couldn't be fixed because it's a cement building that to remove 2 feet of it, you can imagine, you really have to tear it down. So the exceptional practical difficulty here would be huge if that were the answer for that portion of it. And same for the front. To say that you don't grant a variance on the front would mean you don't have any front steps or a porch to your front door, which of course would make no sense besides being a real practical difficulty. Neither one of these situations was created by Ms. Coleman. Since I say she just bought it like 6 months ago. So that certainly would not be a factor to be held in any aspect against her. It certainly does not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. It's probably the oldest or one of the oldest houses in the neighborhood. So it's more to say, did the other houses affect the essential character of the neighborhood? That house has looked just that way. That house, that building has looked that way for at least 45 years. Most of the other houses you can see are far newer, so it is not possible for it to adversely affect the neighborhood, I would suggest. And the minimum variance, again, we're not seeking to expand any encroachments. We're just seeking the ability to get it clarified that the buildings may remain where they've been for so long. And again, most importantly, the exceptional practical difficulties that would be incurred here where the variances be denied. They're catastrophic for a homeowner. So I do believe, though, that Ms. Coleman has met the criteria. She is here and would like to say a couple things. I gave pictures that, obviously, if there's any questions about the pictures, I can try to answer them, and she is here. And I believe one of her neighbors is here in case there's questions about that. But that is all I have to say. I'd be happy to answer any questions. Or I can have Ms. Coleman go next.
Questions from the board?
So, Ms. Coleman, let me ask you one thing. You've heard what I said, mm-hmm. I hope. I'm disclosed to you.
Except the part about my errors. We won't talk about
right. that. To the best of your knowledge, is what I've said to the board today true To the extent you know the history of the property?
Yes.
Okay. What would you like to add to what I've said?
I just want to let you all know that I am planning on moving here permanently. My daughter lives here, and I bought it with the intention of moving here and love the garage, and I love the deck, and I would love to keep them both. And
would I correct in saying that it would be a very costly,
yes,
practically and financially to have anything removed?
I did look for a house that had a garage because I do have a convertible that I'd like to put in the garage, and that was one of the best things about the house also.
Are you planning to alter the current building in any way?
So I have done new windows already, and I did replace all the electric, the plumbing, and I just got some spray foam insulation, and my sheetrock is going back up next week.
So you're not going to tear it down and build
a
new
house?
Oh, gosh,
no. I want it exactly the same. I just needed it to not look like 1965.
Understood.
There was still paneling and, yeah.
Understood.
No, it's going to stay exactly the same way.
And I don't believe we have any other testimony.
Sure. The Mr. Schaub had referenced that there was a septic system. I just want to make sure I understand the exact kind of area. When you bought the house, there was a septic system. You've since replaced that. Is that?
No, I did not. The sellers replaced it.
Oh, sellers replaced.
So actually, it was still being replaced like the day I had my inspection, but by the time I closed, it was completed, and they had done that.
Do you know where that septic is?
To the left of the garage.
So there's, if we can pull up the site plan.
Yes, so it's all right there.
Okay.
And that's why the shed's not there.
All right, so that's within the building envelope. Is that correct?
What that means.
Okay, so the area that you're able to build without needing a variance, is it, if you look at the plan that we have here, you see the hashed lines there, that indicates the building envelope.
Yes, I believe it's all in,
okay,
it's supposed to be, yes.
How about your, do you have a well or public water?
Public water.
All right. Have there been any complaints that you're aware of with the location of the structure since you bought
it?
Not
that I am aware of.
And this is near Prime Hook Beach. Do you have any flooding issues there?
I don't believe so, but I don't know the answer to that. I don't think so.
Is the first floor access elevated from ground level such that you, like, I look at your deck,
yeah,
and
so
I can't.
My front door, mm-hmm, goes right into the house.
Okay, but it's elevated off the ground, correct, more so than we would see perhaps with other types of homes.
I don't.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Do you have any, how far is the property from the edge of Green Street, your property line there? I see, like, for example, there's your telephone pole, which I don't know if that's on your property or not. Oftentimes it's not.
So the house itself says 22.4.
I understand that, but
okay,
but from the front property line to where the edge of Green Street actually is, I don't know if that's farther, the same.
One second, please. I think I have a picture that will show Ms. Coleman what your request. I think I gave you one that shows that.
We'll have to have you sworn in to testify, sir. But thank you. We can get to that in a minute.
Just a question.
Oh, I have 5 feet?
About 5 feet, you think? Okay. So it's safe to say the edge of the deck would be approximately 17 feet from the road.
It should say adding that.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I have no further questions.
Okay.
Any other questions from the board? You can have a seat in front. Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13137? Let's see, one, two, three, four. Would anyone like to speak? Favor. You're more than welcome to come up and we'll swear you in.
Good evening. Name's Charles Peters.
Your address, sir?
29142 Green Street. I'm the next door neighbor, my wife.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And is your lot to the east or west of this property?
East.
East. Thank you.
I thought it was important to let you know that both Bill and Fran Ziegler are medically incapacitated. They wanted to be here. I know Fran had to go to the doctor today to get her walking boot fixed. Bill is suffering from cancer and not doing very well. But I thought you guys ought to know that they wanted to be here, they couldn't. And as far as we are concerned as neighbors, Bill and Fran were the best neighbors you could ever want or ever have. And I think that Judy is going to be doing the same thing. And I know the garage is close to my property. And I've been here, or we have been here since 2004, 21 years. And they're alterations to the property have in no way interfered with the use of our property. And as far as, what was the question that I wanted to answer? Does it really matter?
I think it may have been the septic.
The distance.
The pole.
The pole, that's right. The electric
pole is right on the property line.
Okay.
That side of the street. All the steel pipe in the ground lines up right with that pole. And then other side of the street is an extra lane wide. So probably saying 15 feet from the center of the road to the pole.
Any questions from the board? Mr. Sharp?
I have no further. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Would you like to speak?
I'm Charlie's neighbor across the street, the guy that looks at the telephone pole. My name, the guy swearing, right?
That's right.
All right. My name's Keith Snyder, and I live at 29145 Green Street, Milford, Delaware. And my phone number, did you need?
I don't need that.
Okay.
And I got. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
That's a Snyder with a Y or an I?
Y.
Thank you.
Yep. So we've been there 16 years, and I have no qualms with the way the house sits today or looks today. I really didn't know what the proposed variances were. And it sounds like they were to just bring the property in line with current mandated zoning laws. This is not an expansion of the property. Is that correct?
That's what the testimony has been.
Yeah, I was following along, but I thought I heard it, but I just wanted to confirm. With that being said, if the property is going to not get larger and encroach towards me, that's fine with us. The problem that would be is if they came out closer to the road, then I've got utilities, which my home has electric run under the ground. That pole feeds about five or six houses on the other side of the street. So where are they gonna put the pole? Where are they gonna put the cable? Where are they gonna put? I don't want that on my property, and I don't want it certainly moved out further to the street. So that was my concern, and it doesn't sound like any of that's going to be affected. Therefore, I'm in favor. Okay?
Any questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
So we had four in favor. No one else would like to speak? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13137? If there are no further questions from the board, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13137 for Ms. Judith Coleman. For the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The property has unique physical conditions because the property ideally was built in 1965 prior to many zoning codes of today. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there are no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with Sussex County zoning codes, and the variances is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of this property. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant, and the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of the adjacent properties, nor be detrimental to public welfare. The variance represents the minimum variances necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification of the regulation at issue.
I second the motion.
I have a motion and a second. Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Mr. Lovinguth?
Aye.
And I too, so with a vote of 4-0, case number 13137 has been approved.
Thank you very much.
And just to let you know, one bit of trivia, in 1962 or 63, my family had built a place down there for $1,500 is what they paid for everything. Back in the day.
Thanks.